From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is meeting with Senate Democrats today in an effort to get a health care bill passed in that chamber by Christmas. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The president is trying to push his health care bill over the finish line, with very few days left to do it. The bill needs 60 votes in the Senate, and Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid has been scrambling to come up with a compromise that can get that supermajority. In the latest twist, one senator, Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, has forced the Democrats to drop a plan to allow people under 65 to buy into Medicare. Democrats on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue are angry at Lieberman, and some in the White House are accusing him, privately, of being a hypocrite, since he was in favor of a similar plan not long ago. But this morning, Vice President Joe Biden said he was confident that Lieberman would vote for a final bill. Today, the president will encourage Democrats to focus on the big picture. He'll tell them that a historic victory is within their reach if they don't let disagreements over the details derail the bill. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Mr. Obama is also calling on Congress to help consumers pay the costs when they make their homes more energy efficient. Mr. Obama spoke at a home supply store in Northern Virginia today about retrofitting houses with items such as new insulation and windows. The president says these changes do pay for themselves in a few years, but it's hard for Americans to find the cash to pay for it up front. His proposal is contained in a jobs creation bill he is proposing. The Obama administration is directing the federal government to buy a mostly vacant prison in northwest Illinois. Some detainees from the Guantanamo Bay facility will be transferred there. From member station WNIJ, Mike Moen reports.
Many Republican lawmakers in Illinois don't like the prospect of housing terror suspects at the Thompson Correctional Center. State Representative Jim Sasha isn't thrilled about it, but he does not share his GOP colleagues' concerns about safety.
I have no doubt in my mind, having sat through several very significant briefings, that keeping the Gitmo prisoners completely segregated from the remainder of the 1,600 maximum security prisoners will be handled very professionally by the military.
Like most Democrats, Sasha says the focus should be on the potential economic benefits. He cites the thousands of jobs that will be created and the financial impact from providing security upgrades to the facility. For NPR News, I'm Mike Moen in DeKalb, Illinois.
Boeing's new 787 jetliner took off from an airfield in Washington State today. The Dreamliner is 2 years late on its maiden flight. The aircraft maker was supposed to deliver its first planes to Japan's Nippon Airways, but delayed that. There have been problems with parts and labor disputes. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 40 points at 10,461. The Nasdaq is down a point. You're listening to NPR. Israel is demanding that Britain change its law on war crimes after Israel's former foreign minister risked arrest for her actions during the Gaza War. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Jerusalem.
Israel's foreign ministry is calling on Britain to change the law that has threatened several of its civilian and military leaders with arrest. Ex-Foreign Minister Tippi Livni was the latest target. She had to cancel her trip to London last weekend. Israel says Britain could suffer, quote, a big diplomatic cost if Israeli leaders cannot visit London, going on to say it will affect the ability of the British government to contribute to the Middle East peace process. The British embassy here says it is urgently looking into the implications of this case. International human rights groups, including a controversial commission set up by the United Nations, have said that Israel committed war crimes during its three-week Gaza offensive. Palestinians say more than 1,400 people were killed, the majority civilians. The toll on the Israeli side was 13. Israeli leaders say they acted morally and deny any wrongdoing. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
At least 20 people are dead in Pakistan following a large bombing in the city of Dera Ghazi Khan. An enormous bomb went off in a market, cutting people down and collapsing buildings. Rescuers are still trying to find survivors in the rubble. Meanwhile, a bomb went off in Kabul, Afghanistan today, killing at least 8 people and wounding some 40 others. City authorities believe the target may have been a former vice president of Afghanistan. He was not hurt. However, the attacker was able to get past security checkpoints and detonate a car bomb in the embassy area. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.